This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sorry about that. Okay. Forgive us. We forgot to hit the on-air button this morning.
Well, that is Monday.
Yeah, it is Monday. Hey, we'll get it right tomorrow. All right, so she's in, Nancy Mace. I've actually known since last week. We have her coming on the show tomorrow.
Oh, good.
But they embargoed it. I'm super excited about Nancy Mace getting into this race. You know why?
I got a pretty good idea, but... Let us know, Tara.
Ratings.
There you go.
Thank right. You. She's wild. I mean, I'm not going to kid. It was selfishly, I just want her in the race. I was really hoping that she would get in the race because it was going to be very boring otherwise. There are nice people running. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with them, but they're not that interesting. They're just kind of, you know, moderate and polite and sort of sweet and, you know.
A little flamboyancy to the campaign.
Exactly. And I mean, she's just wild. I mean, yeah. And she's fun to watch.
Well, I mean, she's very smart and she's got some very good policies and things that she's talked about, just like all the candidates for Republican Party that I've heard from so far.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's going to be really interesting to see. Here's what I want to know. Who is she going to run as? And I'll tell you what I mean, because I actually used to live in her district out when I was, you know, when they were out in on the coast, mm-hmm. and I know that district very well. And it can just as easily go Democrat as Republican. It is a very purple district.
Knife edge.
In fact, a Democrat was the Congress member there, you know, not too long ago. Yep. And so she's had to run as a moderate. She had no choice. She would have lost. If she ran as a conservative, she's done. She's kind of like Susan Collins. And she's one of two people, Susan Collins and Nancy Mace, that I've never really picked on for being as moderate as they are, because Susan Collins, we shouldn't hold a Senate seat in Maine. I get it. When Lindsey Graham's a moderate, I don't get it. But when Susan Collins is, I get it. Let's hold that seat. I mean, every election we hold on to it is a bonus, because really it should be in Democrat hands. It's the same thing with her seat out on the coast. That could very easily fall into Democrat hands. It has. So she's always run kind of moderate. She has been pro-choice-ish, which is kind of a requirement when you have that many Democrats in your district. I can't wait to ask her tomorrow, who are you really? are you going to run? Is she going to run in the middle? Is that who she really is? Is she going to run to the right? Is she going to run and outflank them on the right? On social issues, it seems like she might actually do that. She's just been very vocal and, you know, in terms of anti, you know, hey, women will use women's bathrooms, men will use men's bathrooms. She's got a lot of national attention for that. So I want to know who she is. Is she actually pro-choice-ish, or who is she? And we'll see in this race. Now, I kind of know the answer to that question in a weird way, because I watched her run against Lindsey Graham as well years ago. And when I met her, I knew she was going somewhere. You could just tell she was. And she took on Lindsey Graham, and she ran hard right in that race. And so when she showed up kind of as a moderate, and later I was like, what? So we'll see who she is. But I'm going to have fun watching her. It's going to be fun. She's good. And you know what? She has that. She's, you could already tell she's very good at needling Ellen Wilson. She just pokes him.
Well, needling a lot of folks.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So do I think she'll win? Probably not. But, you know, you never know. She is leading in the only poll that we have available. But I think part of that, too, is just people know who she is.
We reported last week the South Carolina policy poll had her at the top of the list, but only by 1 point over Alan Wilson.
Yeah. Here's the thing about Nancy Mace that I do like is that she, if she really wanted to play it right up there, she could have gone up there, kissed all the right rear end, kissed Kevin McCarthy's butt. He had a ton of money. And she would have all the money she would need now to run for governor. She didn't. She was one of those who ousted Kevin McCarthy. And she explained why she did it, because the spending was outrageous under Kevin McCarthy. And, you know, just the other bad stuff he did that we've talked about here many times. And he came after her in the primary, tried to oust her. It was the most expensive Republican congressional primary we've ever had in this state. So she hasn't taken the easy way. She hasn't just sort of schmoozed up to leadership and she could have all her bills paid right now. Instead, they tried to take her out. So she's going to have trouble, probably not trouble. Trouble is the wrong word. She's going to have not as easy of a time raising money for this race as she might have if she didn't, you know, if she compromised her principles, but she wouldn't do it. And so I always have admired her for taking out Kevin McCarthy and for being part of that and paying the price of it. Ralph Norman, another one in the race who actually was with her on that, but he cut a deal that he would endorse Nikki, and Kevin McCarthy was going to primary him too and try to get rid of him for not going along, you know, with the leadership, and he dodged it, but at a terrible price of having to endorse Nikki. So that's going to come back to hurt him too. But I can't wait to see her in the race, Lee. What do you think?
I agree. It's going to be a very interesting race. Once again, South Carolina politics will not disappoint.
Yeah, and I don't personally, this is unusual for me, I don't know who I'm voting for yet. I really don't. I want to see what they have to say.
I have a completely open mind on this.
Too.
I want to hear from everybody. I have some thoughts on some things that some of them have done in the past. But, you know, listen, there is no one that's going to be a perfect candidate. In fact, I disagree with myself every now and then. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and we're going to hear from Pam Evett this week, too. She's coming on Wednesday. So I finally got that worked out. I was very excited.
And I want to point this out. Look at this Republican primary. Two women.
Yeah.
Two women. One of whom is, one of whom holding statewide office as lieutenant governor and one a congressional House seat. Two women are going to be running for, you know, the Republican nomination for governor in South Carolina. And guess what? We've already been through two terms of a woman who was governor of South Carolina. So I get very tired of hearing about the way that people belittle this state and conservatives and Republicans as being sexist and, you know, all that. I mean, listen, I realize the good old boy system still exists here, and there's a lot of people who are trying to fight against it of both genders. But there's a lot of good things that go on in this state.
Yeah, no. And we've, you know, whether I, you know, agree or disagree with the candidates and what they think and the people who hold office here, I mean, we put up a very diverse slate of people from Tim Scott to Nikki Haley to Lindsey Graham. A little too moderate for my taste sometimes. But yeah, no, Nancy Mace. I mean, Nancy Mace is famous for forcibly integrating the Citadel. So, and she was the first one, you know, to go there.
She was the first woman to graduate, to go all the way through.
Yeah, to go all the
way
through.
Yes.
Yeah. So
that's quite an accomplishment.
It is. It's, you know, so, and that she's making her announcement at the Citadel. So I'm not surprised by that, but she got a lot of national attention for that at the time. South Carolina is not quite the place people think it is. South Carolina is just an unusual place. And those are sort of the signs of it. We send some real characters. You know, I mean, and who have outsized political, outsized political impact.
Influence
for the size of the states, small relative to a lot of other states, yet we've always had outsized political influence. Mm-hmm. So it could be interesting. I'm very excited about the governor's race. I can't wait to cover it. and dig deep into it, figure out what these people really stand for. And that's going to be fun.
Going to be lots of red meat there, Tara.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. Look, hey, I've told every campaign, for me, the issue I'm going to be digging deep in on and holding people accountable on is I want those state law enforcement deputized as federal agents. Trump asked for help in February, and the governor has not stepped up for that. He's talked about it a little bit more lately because I ride him so hard on it. And I know he's gotten hundreds and hundreds of phone calls and emails from you because you asked for the code on our text line. And I think now he's trying to look like he's doing something without actually doing something. And that's going to be a huge issue to me. We have 105,000 illegal immigrants in this state, 35% of whom have criminal records. That's not tolerable. That's not a tolerable situation. That has to end. And so I want to really dig deep into, are you really seriously doing this or is this just rhetoric for you? You're going to, christen another 287G program. We have that already. We've already got it operating. We need to, in our jails, we need to go to the next level. So can't wait for all that. All right. Coming up on the show, what's going on in DC right now is not what it appears. Trump is in a hostage situation with a gun to his head. Everyone's pretending it's the Democrats who have the gun to his head, but it's not. It's John Thune and his merry band of bandits. We'll talk about that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
President Trump says he likes Sydney Sweeney. Yeah, you know what she did? She's done, by the way. She's the most famous she'll ever be. Now she's done in Hollywood. She was an actress. Folks, she was so hot at the beginning of this. People were paying for her bathwater. No, look it up. They really were. She put out a line of soap with her bathwater. in it, like that she had bathed in, sold out in hours. She had that kind of fame. Actress, model. But now she's just a Nazi. Oh, yeah. And this is the dead tooth in her coffin this weekend. She's going to be canceled, at least in Hollywood and probably the big studios that film for Amazon and Netflix, too, because it's a bunch of liberals there. Yeah, this going to finish her off. Trump finding out she registered as a Republican, but this is the worst part, in 2024. Yeah. Well, I mean, like the rest of the country. In other words, she's normal, and that's not going to work for her in Hollywood.
Republican, any thoughts on that?
That who was?
Sydney Sweeney, she's like a very hot actress right
she's
now.
She's a registered Republican?
Yes.
Oh, now I love her ad. Is that right? Is Sydney Sweeney? You'd be surprised at how many people are Republicans.
Yeah, you would.
That's what I wouldn't have known, but I'm glad you told me that. If Sydney Sweeney is a registered Republican, I think her ad is fantastic. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, she's done. Yeah, that, and then the other thing that came out this weekend on her too, she's quite a shot, actually, out on the shooting range. And even worse, looking like she's having a good time with a gun in her hand. So she's done. I mean, she's finished. She's way too normal of an American to make it in Hollywood. So I don't know, maybe they'll get her a gig on Fox News. Everybody's going to still want to buy her bathwater. Don't get me wrong. It's all going to be men want to. She's beautiful. But you know, if you're wondering what I'm talking about, by the way, the American Eagle ad. So yeah, it's just going to be interesting to see if she has a career after this. And I don't know how she does, which is a shame because she was really on fire. And she, you know what? I bet you she wouldn't have done that ad knowing it would be this way. Because she's now officially a Nazi. Why? Because, but you know what it comes down to, honestly? Barack Obama was in the process of remaking all images in America in the image of himself and the Democrat Party. And so if you look at what American Eagle was putting jeans on back then, fat, nose-ringed, angry liberal women. And that's in, and that's who that, you know, in the image and likeness, and then men that look kind of like women, like Barack Obama. Human rights campaign stuff. And so what has gone on here is worse than just being white, attractive, and in an ad, which was forbidden. I mean, you had to have diversity in ads. You couldn't do a thing like that. Even worse than that, this is absolute open defiance of the human rights campaign, which is done. And again, the human rights campaign was really a social credit score system like China. And it was, they monitored 535 companies and they would give you a score. If you had a low score, all of the big hedge funds, Larry Fink, Vanguard, all of those would drop you. It wouldn't matter if your stock was doing great, they'd drop you. And so you had to agree to ensconce Barack Obama's minders in your company. You had to hand over all of your hiring data, all of your retention data, all of your promotion data, but you also had to agree to make your commercials, make your movies, whatever you're making that's outward facing, it had to look like the Democrat Party. It had to be genderless. It had to be soy. It had to be, you know, very anti-male, very anti-white, over-representation of minorities so that it doesn't look like society. It's not balanced. Doesn't look like America. That's why everything in our world looks wrong in terms of that doesn't really represent society. People around me don't look like that. That was what the human rights campaign was there for. And as soon as Trump won, the fear dissipated. Nobody was afraid anymore. And by the way, the human rights campaign was run by Barack Obama's deputy campaign manager, but really by Barack Obama. And so the understanding was like, this is why back 3 years ago, you couldn't have made the Sydney Sweeney ad. You couldn't do it. Because Obama, you know, was running the human rights campaign. And this is how it would work for you. If you did something like that, that challenged the human rights campaign, you put a white person who's attractive in there talking about her genes. There's no gay man. There's no, you know, man who looks like he might be a woman. There's nobody wearing baby, you know, blue and pink. It's you would have had, they would have come for you. You would have had an SEC investigation from the government, maybe an IRS investigation for the from the government. Endless possibilities. Maybe DOJ would find something wrong with your accounting. And then your stock would be dropped by the big hedge funds. That's how it worked. That is what, if you want to know why the culture got whack, why everything seems so weird, why everyone in every commercial looked identifiably Democrat and like they should be marching in a pride campaign, that's why. This ad broke the back of that. It was a defiance of it. It's the nail in the coffin of it. They do not appreciate their social credit system being destroyed. Folks, this was sort of the other side of the coin. You have the censorship on X. You had, you know, which was Twitter then. You had the censorship on Facebook. You had all the censorship on the one hand. And then how are they going to censor the culture? Well, this is how they did it with the Human Rights Campaign. They literally fake changed the culture. They created a culture there was no demand for it. So many of you all have said to me over the years, why did Bud Light put Dylan Mulvaney on the can? That's why. Fear. You want an SEC investigation? Well, you go right along with the Human Rights Campaign. But it's going to be interesting to see if she ever works again, especially given how hot she was before this. I mean, she was just at the peak of her fame. Texter writes, hey, Tara, did you see the photo shoot of Beyonce in all denim in almost the same pose? That was fine. Wonder why. Human Rights Campaign, folks. People think these are just social phenomenons that happen. They're not. They're engineered. Everything with the Democrats is fake. There's no demand for their culture. They have to forcibly engineer it and jam it down our throats. Texter writes, Tara, if you look at YouTube and other channels like Amazon, Netflix, can you watch their commercials? It's 9,095% minorities. You're lucky if you see a white person in a commercial on YouTube. Look, what I want is for commercials to reflect America. America is a diverse place, but there's white people in it and there's straight people in it, and we're still the majority. So we should be represented. Our commercials should look like our society. They used to in the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. And folks, white men are what really got written out of these commercials. Do you know why? Do you know why they're hated by the left? They are the group most likely to vote against Democrats. That's why they had to be erased. Texter H. Low score, all of the big hedge funds, Larry Fink, Vanguard. Good morning, Tara. Sydney Sweeney just broke the something back woke is dead in America. The stuff that's happening right now, woke is going to be a thing in the past by the time President Trump is done with his term. Yes. Yeah. And unfortunately, probably sacrificed on that altar will be Sydney Sweeney's career, which is a shame. But hey, she loved that gun on that firing range, man. She was having a good time, which is just the left's losing it over this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well,
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You ever seen one of those hostage videos? You can tell the guy, the Al-Qaeda guy with the knives in the background. And the hostage is on their knees and they're saying, yes, you know, America's been very brutal to my Muslim brothers who have a knife at my back right now because I'm a hostage. Yeah. Yeah, well, that was Trump this weekend. Oh, he's screaming and yelling about Chuck Schumer should, quote, go to hell, unquote. And he probably should. Because Democrats have completely broken the social contract of the Senate. And so Donald Trump can't get his nominees through, which means we have Democrat insurrectionists running a lot of stuff still that they shouldn't be running. That's how you get whack job jobs numbers out of the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Oh, did we say that he created 258,000 jobs? Nah, sorry, we meant 35. Oops. Yeah, like that. And it turns out the chick that did that, she's the same chick that created more than a million fake jobs for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and then revised it down by 818,000 after it wasn't needed anymore for the election. Crazy people like that. You can't get your people in place. And you get undermined at every turn. So Trump's got over 100, not so close to 150 nominees just sitting there. And normally they operate according to a custom in the Senate that, yes, most nominations get approved regardless of party for the most part. But there is a custom in the Senate as well that one senator, if the nominee is from their state, can block that person. But it doesn't happen a lot. Well, now none of Trump's nominees are moving. So how do we handle that? We change the operational rules of the Senate. Right? Shouldn't be hard. We're in charge of the Senate, right? All right. So here's Tim Scott of the weekend laying the problem out. This is the Democrats totally breaking faith with the way things have operated. And honestly, the fact that we approved a lot of their no good nominees for years.
This level of obstruction is unprecedented in presidential history. Think about it in our lifetimes, Tony, under President the first Bush and President Clinton, 98% of their noms went through on unanimous consent.
Yeah.
Think about the next iteration of presidencies, whether it was the second Bush or whether it was Obama, 90% of theirs went through without any hesitation on unanimous consent. Even President Trump, the first term, 65%. President Biden, 57%. This Trump administration, if you can see my hand, it says zero, Tony. 0% going through on unanimous consent. That creates a juggernaut in the face of getting the American people's job done.
So the Democrats have said, here's what we want. No more rescissions packages. You know, where we cut the spending that was in the big, beautiful bill that we had to do to get it to pass, and we strip it back down. The first one went through and they cut $9 billion, PBS, USAID, NPR. Yeah. And the Democrats say, hey, no, you know, your nominees aren't moving unless you promise not to make any more cuts. You will not send any more rescissions packages, right? Well, the Republicans are running around pretending to be outraged by this. Pretending is the operative term. Because it's actually really the Republicans doing this. They're just using the Democrats as a weapon. And that's why I said, if it looks like Trump's in a hostage video, he is. The guy holding the knife is John Thune, not Chuck Schumer. So Republicans are like, okay, instead of changing the rules of the Senate so we could just jam all the nominees through, they're like, all right, we'll cut a deal with the Democrats. Yeah, no more cuts. No more risk. Because Trump was going to cut hundreds of billions of dollars of spending. They want to bankrupt the country. I mean, nobody's going to stand in the way of that. Their constituents who raise money for them have to get paid, and you got to pay. They're a very cynical, quite frankly, awful bunch there. And it's the last bastion of truly Bush-recruited candidates. And this is the Republicans using the Democrats to hijack Trump's agenda. So they go to Trump and go, hey, we're trying to cut a deal with the Democrats. So, you know, hey, you're not going to be able to cut anything else. Yeah. Oh, and you're going to have to give Chuck $1 billion too. Sorry, nothing we can do. And Trump's like, there's 53 of you. Change the rules. This is the backdoor conversation they're having. And the Republicans are like, nope, we're going to have Democrats in charge. We don't want to cut anything. We didn't like having to cut NPR. We hated having to cut PBS. And we really hated having to cut USAID. How will all the Democrat NGOs get funded now? And Trump's like, you're Republicans. We shouldn't be funding that. But John Thune is a bad, bad dude. But to his credit, John Thune is allegedly the Republican leader. I say he is the Republican leader. I don't think he's a Republican. He's a globalist. And was, you know, came in on that Bush wave of just really, really bad dudes that were recruited by Karl Rove and George Bush Sr. Okay, so, but to credit Tim Scott, he was the only one that was really honest about this weekend. That's why I'm playing his audio. It's our senator from our state. Listen to what the actual problem is here. It's not Chuck Schumer.
We're going to have to make the decision is to get 51 Republicans out of 53 to agree to what must change to allow the Senate to function. We can't do that immediately, but we can do that, I believe, this year. We must change the way the rules operate to let President Trump and the American people have the nominees they
need. He's admitting we don't have the votes. Republican votes to change the rules. So the Democrats are in charge and they didn't even have to win the election. But what this really is John Thune and Cornyn and all of those sleazy people who are in Republican leadership letting the Democrats do this in order to block Trump from cutting any more spending. And that's a disaster because we have to stay at 3% growth or we're going to have a problem in the bond market. We're going to have a problem with the debt. And they don't care. They're so selfish. Well, listen to how much worse it gets. I'll explain it in the next segment. Who is the person really blocking Trump's nominees? Is it Chuck Schumer, who he told to go to hell this weekend, pretending that the GOP leadership is not the real problem? And look, you can't blame Trump for this. If he trashes the GOP leadership now, his entire agenda will grind to a halt. So he has to pretend with them that Chuck Schumer is the problem. It's not. It's John Thune. And wait till you hear what he did over the weekend. I'll lay it out next. One big, massive game of pretend, but it is on, and it was going to happen eventually, folks. This is the battle royale between Republican leadership in the Senate and Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump is so popular that their constituents wouldn't like that. So they're all pretending that it's actually the Democrats who are blocking Trump's nominees, but it's not. It's the Republican leadership using the Democrats as a weapon to block Trump's nominees. You want to hear pure unadulterated evil right now? There's so many Democrat holdovers, like from the Biden administration, still in a lot of these positions in the Trump administration. They get undermined every day. You saw that with the jobs numbers and how fake they were. We'll get into that in the next hour, by the way. Who's really blocking Trump? And you only need to hear this 24 seconds to know it's John Thune, the Republican leader of the Senate. Remember the guy who told Trump not to interfere in the Senate leadership election? This is a guy who Congress is at, 19% approval? He told Trump that right after the election. He's a Bush guy. So he's an insurrectionist. He's a uniparty guy. He's a globalist and just not a good guy. Here he is laying out the Senate schedule for the recess. It will be gaveled back into session every 4 days. Why is John Thune doing that? because it will prevent Donald Trump from making pocket recess appointments. So in other words, Trump could go ahead and appoint everybody on the wait list that he wants to the Senate to approve. They could start, get to work. You kick the Democrats out, kick Joe Biden's people out. This is the Republican leadership working to keep them. Listen to John Thune. Take the knife and insert it in Trump's back.
Without objection.
And I ask unanimous consent that when the Senate completes its business today, it adjourn to then convene for pro forma session only with no business being conducted on the following dates and times: Tuesday, August 5th at 1, Friday, August 8th at 1:05, Tuesday, August 12th at 8 a.m., Friday, August 15th at 10:15 a.m., Tuesday, August 19th at 10 a.m., Friday, August 22nd at 9 a.m., Tuesday, August 26th at 12 p.m. noon, and Friday, August 29th at 7 a.m. Further.
They're called pro forma sessions. So they're going to gavel the Senate back into order. They'll do nothing except sit there and block Trump's nominees. He cannot pocket appoint them. Why is Thune doing this? Well, what are the demands? Trump's in a hostage situation. By the way, over the weekend, he was calling out Chuck Schumer, not John Thune. And I knew why. This is why, like those Al-Qaeda hostage videos where the, you know, they capture the American and then an American will go on video and denounce the country, say, oh, I hate America. They've treated Al-Qaeda horribly. But you can practically see the knife at their back. That's John Thune right now acting the part of Al-Qaeda in the hostage video. So Trump can't criticize him because John Thune will just wreck him. He'll block his agenda. So they're fighting a very massive battle behind the scenes. And folks, this is what Paul Ryan did the first term. And Trump has had so many wins. This is the hateful Bush cabal's last gasp. And what they're saying to Trump is, they are in, you saw this last week. Bush came out, and he doesn't come out of his slimy little hole very often, but he did. What was the one thing he said? He denounced Trump for defunding USAID. Why? That's the CIA's kitty. That's how we keep Al-Qaeda funded so they can take over Syria. That's how we keep the Taliban funded so we'll have enemies for years to come to fight. That's how we fund every evil thing on earth is out of there. I mean, it's basically what the CIA uses to do evil and push globalist goals around the world. Open borders, a lot of censorship programs paid for, where conservatives were censored. George Bush, if you look it up, actually came out the same week as Barack Obama and advocated for specifically the censorship of conservatives. All the money to do that got cut. That was Bush's kitty for evil in the world. Obama's kitty for evil in the world. It was the globalists' piggy bank, $9 billion a year. You do a lot of damage with that, and they did. That was the one thing George Bush slithered out of his nasty little hole to condemn Trump for. Now, watch the Senate work this week. What is the number one demand? No more rescission packages. No more cuts. In other words, we're going to refund USAID next year. And Trump had a dozen more rescission packages with cuts. So this is George Bush's forces saying to Republicans, refuse his nominees, grind him to a halt. What do the Republican leadership want? And in exchange, they want Trump to stop sending rescissions packages. In other words, stop making cuts to government. We're going to go bankrupt. That is the plan. And we're not going to let you deviate from that. So this is not a Chuck Schumer thing. This is a John Thune thing. And he's operating on behalf of George W. Bush.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.